evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's a live Friday night show. It's 4/29/2022. And oh, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start off tonight, and I'm going to say this, you know. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. Anybody see that big bang or that streak across the sky the other day or last night? Down in the south, Mississippi, and where have you, Georgia, and different places. And the seven angels, which had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and it was as if there were a great mountain burning with fire, was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters, and the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters, because they were made bitter. Can you think and say radiation? If you do not have a Berkey water filtration system, or any other good one that will take out viruses, bacteria, parasites, and will also filter out chemicals and will remove some radiation from it, then you'd better do whatever you can to get one, okay? With extra filters. And the fourth angel sounded, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars. Says the third part of them was darkened. And the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet sound. And a fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven and into the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose smoke out of the pit as the smoke of the great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given, they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. Well, you better watch out there, all you Lucys up there in the intel world, the military world, the government world, the banker world, because you see, when it does happen, you're going to be tortured like a scorpion, because you do not have the Lord's seal in your forehead. Oh, I'm not going to give you any more because it just gets too dire. But you know, when you go back and look here just a second ago, I was also reading this. Luke 10, verse 18. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you. Jesus is saying, this is red letters. Jesus says, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits of the are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not right with the Lord Jesus, you better get right with him real quick. And I'll tell you what, you say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm going to repent of my sins here, Lord, to you. And I pray that you would come into my heart to be my Savior. And I'll tell you what, if you're sincere and you pray that, and he comes into your heart and he's with you and you're with him, you're going to know it. You're going to start to get washed clean. You're going to be treading the righteous path. You're going to be somebody that if you were to lose your body on this planet in a war or starvation, you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven, you see. So I'm going to say this too. Here's something interesting that I just saw. And I saw it on Drudge. Apparently, National Security and Defense, the FBI, conducted millions, about 3.4 million, warrantless searches without a warrant. Thought the FBI was supposed to obey the law. Thought they were supposed to go and get a warrant from the court. Conducted millions of warrantless searches of Americans' data in 2021. The FBI conducted as many as 3.4 million searches of data in the U.S. without a warrant over the year 2021, according to a new government report. Oh, I tell you, secret police is here. And I'm going to tell you what. I don't have a particular enmity for any particular thing, but I do have enmity for tyranny. And as somebody who just happened to see the Declaration of Independence while visiting Thomas Jefferson's house at Monticello, of course they have a gift shop, but I just always read this right now. And it's important because it is the first law of the land. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it originally said property as well. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Did you consent to the FBI to use a warrantless search and surveil you and to grab your data and to spy on you? And to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the Declaration of Independence. First law of the land. First law of the land. That's what created this country. And now you see, you read this sucker right here. You talk about this. And they're going to tell you that's disinformation and you're full of it. And, oh boy, boy, oh boy, there's no right to freedom of speech. Well, you know what they did in that old Bill of Rights, don't you? You know what they did in that? Oh, I guess maybe we don't know anymore. Do we know anymore? I guess not. Let's see, we got amendments, right? Amendment. I also got this Constitution at Thomas Jefferson's home. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. Why does then Joker Tut Obama talk about prohibiting the free exercise of the freedom of speech, abridging it, changing it, censoring it? Why does this woman, this Skankowicz or Jankowicz or Wonkawooka or whatever her name is, why is she going to then cut down on the freedom of speech? And you see, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. And then the Second Amendment is what? A well-regulated militia. Well, you see, a well-regulated militia is not the National Guard. A well-regulated militia are the people, you see, being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And here's one for the old fiddle with boys internally. Amendment 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being in a situation now where our government is starting to destroy your rights and take them from you. It is happening quickly. I suggest that you get you a copy of the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I suggest that you read that to your children and your grandchildren. and explain to him what's going on. Read it to him as well as the Bible, okay? Just incredible. And then now, Dow lost 939 points, down below 33 now. It's just starting to get wild weasel. And then the government is talking about there might be food shortages in 6 months. Well, Lady J sent me an email earlier today. She's down there in the Smokies in the Blue Ridge. And she goes to every grocery store and tries to get the specials and the deals to stock up or to do home canning or whatever she's doing to get food put back so that she can eat and her family can eat. And her friends and neighbors around can have a little bit too. And she said, Hawk, in more affluent areas, I'm sure that the soda shortages are not the same as they are here in the mountains. But she says, here in the mountains, we're starting to get to where there's nothing around, and the prices keep going up and up and up and up and up. It's not 6 months from now. It's already here, she says. I also heard from an old partner up there in the Alleghenies, an old good man in the Alleghenies, and he says it's getting to be where the price of dog food, he says, I can't even feed my dogs. Can't afford to buy the dog food. So he said they're going to have leftovers tonight from whatever it is we eat. And I've told you for about 5-6 years now about the pets, and you better start putting back dog food and stuff for the pets, or the cat food or what have you, or the minor bird food or the china bird food or whatever, because what's going to happen eventually, and Brother Quail, Steve Quail, used to talk about this back in the early days, back in the 90s, you know, Blueprint for Survival days and stuff like that, Johnstown, Colorado days. And Brother Quail used to say that, you know, at a certain point in time, there's going to be packs of dogs. Because people have to abandon their pets because they're bugged out or they don't have food for them. And they turn them loose out of, get them because they don't want to shoot them or, you know, whatever, put them out of the misery. And eventually you're going to have packs of dogs hunting. They're going to be hunting for what? Your grandkids, your kids. Your pets that you keep, or maybe, hopefully, your ex-husband or your ex-wife that's, I'm just joking, all right? But the dogs are going to hunt people, and once they get the taste of human blood, you're going to find something that's going to be very interesting at that point in time. Then they're going to be killer dog packs. And this is not going to be, you know, disco fever, honky-tonk, heaven, that kind of stuff. You know, it's not going to be like that. This is going to be a get up every day. Look out. If you're still alive, you're good. The Lord is with you. But you better have somebody who can take watches at night. I've steeled myself to where I can stay on watch for quite a while. And then because of that, I'm not going to do a lot of running. I'm just going to do a lot of shooting and fighting, you know? And I mean put fire down range, because that is, like my old man used to tell me, he says, be accurate. But he says, make sure you're accurate a lot of times right in a row. He says, you know? Put fire down range, you know? Put fire down range. And when all that fails, you hide behind the tree like my old buddy Crazy Horse would do, and Crazy Horse would have 5-6 knives and a tomahawk on him, all right? And he'll come out behind of that tree no matter what his knees are like, and he'll take it to you. And you will not get down to his household to take his horses or to take his family. You will not get down there because he will not allow it. And he'll lay you beside the side of the old lane there and let the wolves come and eat you and the coyotes later, and he'll go back to eating a cheeseburger. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to get real serious. And you're starting to see it on television. You're starting to see in the Bronx. And I know about the Bronx. I lived in New York City for a while, years and years ago. And it's now on the Concourse Parkway or whatever the Parkway Concourse, whatever the concourse is, the Grand Concourse. Goofballs run into the guy in the van, pin him up against a Honda on the side of the road. One guy gets on top, is jumping on his skylight. The other gets him, pulls him out of the car, and then the one on top, they start hitting him and punching him with brass knuckles or whatever. Break his eye socket. Well, I'm going to tell you what. They don't have the right to have a firearm in New York City. They don't have the right to carry a firearm or carry it open or carry it concealed. They don't even have a right to own a pistol, you see, unless the high mucky mucks provide the proper stuff and they deem it necessary for your protection. Of course, all the big shots get to carry one or have a bodyguard. But I'm going to tell you what. There comes a time where I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. And I've always applied that. And then now, the two states that I'm next to or in between or at the side of or whatever, Kansas and Missouri, you can carry concealed without a permit. You can carry open, too. You can't go in every store. Or, you know, or to a federal, you know, post office or something like that. But you can have it. You can have it in your car. You can do all of that. Because I'm going to tell you what. Somebody rammed up against the side of my vehicle. Then I'm going to pull something like grease lightning. And I'm going to point it right over there and go, kapow, kapow. Two in the head. Make you a brain pan canoe, son. Who's next? Let's get it on. Who's next, you suckers? Hitting the thing with sticks or the skateboards or the clubs or whatever. Pow, pow. They don't pull that crap around here. They don't pull that crap in Texas. They don't pull that crap in a lot of states where you got the ability to defend yourself or your family or your property. So I suggest to you that you advise yourself in this matter and take it upon yourself to obtain the necessary protections, regardless of where you live. But, of course, check in with your family physician and your, mouthpiece, your lawyer, so that you know all the risks. But I'm going to tell you what. I ain't going to let those suckers take my car or kill me or hurt my family or whatever. I'm not going to let them do that crap. And so as we play games with all this stuff and the FBI becomes a crook, you know, is a crook, they're all crooks. And if you're not crooks and you're good and you're in the FBI, then you better get out of there and go drive a damn truck, okay? Go drive a damn truck. And quit doing what you're doing because all you're doing is trying to grind people. You're not doing it. You're not protecting us from the Russian or the Red Chinese spies or anything like that. Bull crap. You're not doing it. You're trying to put presidents into trick bags and do coup d'etats. And then when your own people lie to your federal prosecutors like Durham or like others or the attorney general, but the guy who investigates all the crap. Anyway, don't forget. forget about it. You guys are lying. So if we lie to you, then, oh, boy, you know. Well, when you lie, then they'll give you your pension and let you go, you know. Comma, 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 chameleon. He comes and goes, you see, comes and goes. And already, here's one, I just saw that. Girl seriously injured on a beach from a coyote attack. You see, it's getting to be topsy-turvy wild weasel. It's going to be like you cannot believe it. And who told you that? Oh, well, you could go to Matthew 24, King James Version, and read what Lord Jesus said. You could go to Luke 21 and read what he has to say. So yesterday we had our 33rd degree, and now today they dropped a degree. 939.18 down on the Dow. NASDAQ down 536, S&P down 155. And that old West Texas Intermediate crude oil is still up there about 104.60. So I'll tell you what, it's now time to make sure that you're prepared or getting prepared real quickly. Because I just noticed that they're saying that Putin said that Putin might declare World War III and go nuclear in 2 to 3 days. That's interesting, isn't it? Oh, now let's see here. Oh, Crazy Horse says he keeps a few derringers just in case that the knives don't work. He says people are going to have to travel in convoys of 4 to 5 vehicles when you go shopping. But you see, that's hard to do because there ain't going to be no gasoline. So then that means we got to get in the moonshine business, you know, and make alcohol can be a gas too. Alcohol can be a gas too. The book called that. You might need, you know, learn to, you know, get onto it real quick. Now, I also was looking here, and this is where I got and went into the wormwood, you see. Fish mysteriously dying in the Chattahoochee River, Columbia, Alabama. And hello out there to the Brotherhood of the Kudzu, okay? I love you all, you good people. I used to travel in your state when it was a lot of up and down two-laney roads before too many interstates were there. And I used to stop at them old places, that, you know, on the little hilltop there, and there'd be three, four parking places, and you went in, and it was old floorboards, and the pot-belly stove was a-going, and everybody would be inside, and you'd go in and get your coffee or get your soda pop. But here's the deal. They don't know. They're trying to investigate. All these fish are dying in the Chattahoochee, and it probably is an industrial thing, perhaps. But I'm going to tell you, why is it that all of the things happening, seem to be destroying the food supply or preventing somebody from foraging or catching fish for food or what have you? You know, it's quite interesting. I'm looking for one particular story here, and I can't find it. Okay, yeah, this is that. That's good. That's good. All right, let's see here. Okay, there we go. You know, I was looking at the Mimic, the University of Wisconsin Mimic, where you look at the various maps and the domains, it shows the weather systems and the tropical moisture and all the stuff around the world. And if you look on the North American domain, you can see that they've been building up a sort of like the fake new, the new quote-unquote new, you know, fake weather system that instead of coming down from Washington or Oregon, then dipping down through the Rockies into Texas, and then turning up and going into Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and then going east. The jet stream, they've got them a new thing, comes out of the Gulf of Mexico, and then they got to manipulate it. Well, there was one at Amarillo and a couple down at Wichita Falls, and now there's two or three still loony balloons out there. Supposedly from Raven Aerostar, the DARPA boys. But I thought to myself, well, they're just using their frequency pulsing stuff and sitting up there at the 55,000 feet or 60,000 feet, the loony balloons, and they're probably helping to steer the storm and to intensify the rain and stuff going through. At the same time, you see, they're probably overlooking Pantex and a few Air Force bases and military bases. From line of sight, they could see all of it pretty much there in Texas. But then I also remembered, oh, you know what they're probably doing? Well, there was a red Chinese general who was ties to the Chinese concentration camps, recently bought an airstrip in Texas. But this just ain't a little old rancho somewhere, a little ranchita. No! It is 200 square miles, 130,000 acres of land between one of the most active Air Force bases in the U.S. and the border of Mexico. So I thought to myself, oh, yes. Let's see, what's this general's name? Sun Wangxing. Is the former general, oh, baloney. People's Liberation Army in China, he owns two-thirds of the real estate where the Uyghur concentration camps are located, the capital of Xinjiang. So he owns the concentration camp. Well, now he's going to own 200 square miles. He owns 200 square miles in Texas, and he's got an airstrip that you could land any kind of a red Chinese plane on, or Russian plane, or whatever. And I thought to myself, well, how nicely that the DARPA Raven Aerostar allegedly, or perhaps, or in my opinion, or allegedly, maybe they're not only looking at Pantex and all of the military base stuff, maybe they're doing air traffic control for General Sun Wangxing. You don't hear about that. Mayorkas, have you gone down to investigate why you let a red Chinese general own 200 square miles of Texas so that he can then start concentration camps in America on those 200 square miles of rancho? And he can land the planes, the red Chinese planes, the Russian planes, whoever he wants to bring in, you see. And then he can land the planes from each FEMA region when you go to bed with the red Chinese. Oh, do you have a president, Mayorkas? Do you have a president whose son took $1.45 billion from the red Chinese? You see how it ain't about Homeland Security. It's about implementing with like that, like the thing I talked about last night, the Anomaly 6. The Anomaly 6. Boy, did I get a lot of information about that. All kind of veterans, particularly anybody who is special op or special forces or intelligence or SIGINT or whatever. Anybody who was in the briar patch and don't exist anymore, or does exist maybe sometimes, only to collect the pay in a bank account, you know. in the Shetland Islands, you know, or somewhere like that. But I'm telling you, they're coming for you. So you better go after them because they're trying to sort you out and get you in the trick bag because they feel that you might be red-blooded enough and for the Constitution or Bill of Rights, regardless of what missions you were sent on, that you perhaps are still truly patriotic for America, for God and country and your family. But they gotta find who you are. They gotta put you in the trick bag. And if you're in the VA, they gotta deny you your services and you can't look at your record and they cancel your appointments. You didn't cancel them, but they go on in and cancel the appointment. When you get there to the VA, they say, well, you called in yesterday. No, I did not. Well, here it is right here. Or, you need a CPAP machine, or you need a heart monitor, or you need oxygen, or you need a certain prescription. That might be a little expensive. Well, they're going to trick out your jacket and make sure you don't get it, and then see how you're going to try to get it back. I had all kind of people tell me that this stuff started happening to them this week, this Anomaly 6 ID me, and they want to Zoom call you, and yet they've been on the VA system for years. Since Vietnam or since early Gulf or whatever war or since the ones that nobody talks about like, you know, way down yonder in El Salvador, you know. The nights were long and filled with war, you know, where the snake eaters was and all that stuff. So we got a red Chinese general owning 200 square miles of Texas. Governor Abbott, I think you ought to do something about that, too. Because all they're going to do is build concentration camps in America to put Christians in and to put veterans, particularly those dastardly, disabled American veterans. Oh, you're the worst kind. You're the worst kind because you do not kowtow. You do not kowtow to the Chinese man, to Chinese policeman, who now run U.S. government. Oh, no. So, I'm going to tell you, you better prepare. You better prepare for a nuclear war or for an EMP strike, which I still think is what they're going to do. I think they're going to knock out all the power grids. And then it's going to go topsy-turvy, wild weasel, here you go. Okay? And that's what it's going to be, right? And then they're turning everybody against the other one and the whole nine yards. I was just looking right here at the back of a 1 second afterward, after. An electromagnetic pulse explosion over the continental United States would have a devastating consequences for our country. The detonation of a nuclear weapon produces high energy gamma radiation that travels rapidly away from the burst center. When the detonation occurs high altitudes greater than 25 miles, the gamma rays directed towards the Earth encounter the atmosphere where they interact with air molecules to produce positive ions and recoil electrons called the Compton electrons after the physicist who was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1927 for the discovery of the Compton effect. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But I'll tell you what, there is life after it. And I was watching today Ancient Aliens for a little while because I get tired of listening about the border and all this stuff and all the things, you know, to a certain degree, because I read all of that when I, at 4 o'clock in the morning or 6 a.m. in the morning or midnight or 8 o'clock at night, whenever I'm on duty, which seems to be all the time anymore. on duty meaning on watch. But the thing is that this thing is progressing and it's getting ready to happen. It's coming as an onslaught on all these various different ways, means, and, you know, avenues, all right? And it is, quite amazing that people are still not seeing it, even though they're talking about it on the regular news. But the ancient aliens thing, this planet has seen nuclear war in the past, and I'm not talking about in Nagasaki, Hiroshima, or the tests in all the places in Bikini Atoll and all of that. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about Mohenjo-Daro in Pakistan. I'm talking about in the desert in the Middle East where you have vitrified, you have glass, green glass and stuff. Just like you would see it on the, you know, Jornada de Muerto in New Mexico. You know, where they first exploded the atom bomb, you go and look at that, you see vitrified glass. It's green glass. It turns the sand into glass. At All News Pipeline, How to Survive Biden's Nuclear War, it says, as signs of nuclear war ahead explode, former POTUS, you know who that might be, warns America's being run by stupid people, and because of that, the world is going to be blown to pieces. And in that particular article, there are a lot of information, lots of information about the possibilities of nuclear war. You should go look at that. Brother Steve Quayle had this up on his site, I think, yesterday. AllNewsPipeline.com, How to Survive Biden's Nuclear War. And then in that, there are maps and things. And there are also a lot of clicks or a lot of links they give you. And here's like one here. Where to go in the event of a nuclear blast? The key to staying safe during a nuclear attack is to place material capable of blocking gamma rays between you and the blast. If you live in a home with an underground basement, you're in luck. At least 3 feet of solid packed earth offers sufficient protection. If you're living in a home with no basement, all is not lost. Lead and concrete are also listed among the best options to block the gamma rays. But they give you places to go. And I gave you last night just how to build a fallout shelter and all this stuff. I told you about Crescent Carney. You can go and download the free PDF. I recommend you print it if you can. Sandbags, bricks, containers filled with water, or any heavy materials that you can find can be used to protect against a nuclear blast. Just place these items against your walls, particularly the windows, where radiation can still sneak through, or on the floors above. Wherever you are, mattresses can be leaned up against windows as well as stacked books, furniture, bags of clothes, anything else with a map. And then they tell you to stock up. Food, water, you know. Then they go into preparing a shelter in your home, preparing emergency supplies. And they've got all kinds of lists, all kinds of different here's the first aid kit, sterile adhesive bandages, sterile gauze pads, 2-inch, 4-inch size adhesive tape, sterile rolled bandages, tweezers, scissors, needle, thermometer, moistened towelettes, antiseptic ointments. You see, they go down all of this. This is a big, long article. It will get you quick up, and there are links to go to tell you. Tips to before entering a shelter. What you do? All kind of, this is practical information. All right. And I think that you need to avail yourself of it pretty quick. So here's one spring wheat used in pizza crust nears a 14-year high. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to go into their loose spearing knife without a bite and without being prepared. Dare to prepare, Holly Dredd and Dale. No such thing as doomsday. How to prepare for natural disaster, terrorism, war, and other threats. Philip and Arlene Hogue. It goes into a lot of practical stuff in that book. Very practical. It goes into a lot of things. And it talks to you about the different protection factors. If you're in a basement or you're this spot or that spot, what protection factor it offers you against radiation, right? If you're right at the spot of a blast, you may not get out. But if you have Lord Jesus as your Savior, and He's with you and you're with Him and you know it, He knows it, then you'll have everlasting life with Him in heaven. Remember when we quote, and many of them shall have you put to death. Remember Matthew or Luke 21. And they say, but not a hair of your head shall be harmed. Why is that? Because in your patience possess ye your very souls. If you've given it up to the Luciferians, like it seems like all the FBI and the Mayorkas crowd and the Department of Human Sacrifice and the CIA and the NSA and the EIEIO and the Anomaly 6 and the Huckabucka 12 and blah, 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 and the 13 Evil 54739 XKJ LBTQ YXYZs. How dare you talk about Jesus? How dare you talk about our Father in Heaven? They're racist, you see. That's what they'll tell you. That's what this Skankowitz or whatever her name is going to tell you. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm sticking with the true CIC, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I'd like to pray right now. Everybody pray with me. Lord Jesus, there's a brother of yours, J.D., in Illinois. Lord, I pray that you would go to him right now, Lord Jesus. I pray you would go to him at 6:48 p.m. Central Time, wherever he's at there. And you know where he's at, Lord Jesus. I pray that you'll go to him, that you will touch him with your power, Lord. You'll touch him with your power so he knows it's you. And that people are praying for him. And that you are going to deliver what they're asking. Lord Jesus, will you go to J.D. in Illinois? Will you touch him and will you start to provide him medical miracles with his colon? And all of the problems with his colon and all the guts and the insides. Lord Jesus, you know what he needs. In your name, Lord Jesus, I pray, restore him back to health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'll tell you what, when you are with him and he's with you, then I'm going to tell you, you do not need to be afraid. Oh, you can still be afraid if somebody comes to get you. But I'm going to tell you what, you will not be afraid. You will not have the trepidation if you're not saved, if you're not with him and have him as your Savior. When you start to get that and you start to see him working on you and making you washed clean and proofing you up against what's coming, regardless of how many faces you got on you that you see every night. And you know the ones out there I'm talking to, you guys, gals. Because there's a lot of Mataharis out there these days, too. What they call them the, not the Ishtars, but the Dianas or whatever the thing. It's a Greek goddess of war or whatever. A lot of those people out there today, too. So now they're starting to finally get it, though. About the possibility of Putin. And people were told years and years ago that Russia would be the chastisement of America. Because America's sinned as well. How many babies have been killed here? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. If you go to Brother Quayle's site, stevequayle.com, you need to avail yourself of his opportunities for all of his videos and all of his things that he offers to you. And you can get his Q-Files 2.0, Exploring the Universe, subscription. Get a subscription like that, the different things he's doing. Pick up his video, the DVD video of the Mega Drive, so that people understand that this has actually happened. When you look out and see on TV and you see Lake Mead is at the lowest point it's been in I don't know how long, and when the head of water departments and stuff in Arizona says that there's going to be major problems and that you're going to have to stop using water, and in Los Angeles and various places, you're going to have to suspend, you know, your use of water. You're going to have to reduce it by about 50-60%, I think. Well, that fits in real good. You can just go live in the alley in a tent. Use the public fountain, you know, or whatever, to take your little sponge bath then, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, it's just getting silly. It's getting silly. But Brother Quayle can also get you gold or silver. And I tell you, take advantage of it. They've knocked gold and silver down when it should be going up, you see. But the reason they do that is so that the big guys try to get you to release it, and then they buy it all up on the cheap. Gold's $1,896.70, silver $2,275, platinum $938. But Brother Quayle, you can get him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. If you get Steve or Tyler, his son, or Daryl, the very capable manager, you get anybody else in the office, they'll take care of you. Tell them, hey, I'd like to get some gold and silver quick. But also take advantage of the books. Jesus, the premise of the promise. You want a nice book? Incredible. Terminated. Angel Wars. True Legends. The Giants book. You want to see something that'll spark your kids' eyes and then also give them a Christian understanding of the Genesis 6 Giants, or Weather Wars, or Aliens, Fallen Angels, or Empire Beneath the Ice. That book, I still go back and read that book almost every other week. I go and look at it again. That is so cram-packed with stuff. Incredible. Steve Quayle's books. Take advantage of the books. Xenogenesis. Little Creatures. All the different things. Get it while you can, because I'm going to tell you, there'll come a time when people want to know, well, Grandpa or Daddy, why did all this have to happen? And because of that, you better get an extra Bible or two with the big print letters, you see. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Food, you know, all this food bit, you know. you just think about all these processing plants that, oh, just all mysteriously blow up or catch fire, you know? And it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. More than 20 of them. I was going to read you the list, but all of a sudden they've decided to slow my internet down. Yes. That's all right. I'll slow theirs down someday, you know. And the Lord Jesus is going to say, to a lot of people, you've now made your bed, you're going to lie in that fiery furnace or in the fiery lake for denying those veterans their benefits, for hurting those children, for doing all those things you do, you know. But you see, in the big churches, you can't even mention the word sin, because when you say the word sin, the revenue isn't as high on them. Ladies and gentlemen, I also will tell you this. If you would like to assist getting Bibles and songbooks in the languages of the people who are on fire for the Lord Jesus, they just can't get enough of them. That's in Indochina, Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, Burma, Myanmar, and the Shan states of China. Don't forget them. Rokun Saw hangs out. But if you would like to get them, because these Montagnards, some of you may have served and fought with the Montagnards, okay? But the Nunemakers, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, or just Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hampton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hampton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Send some more Bibles to those who really want them. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus. The America of the Declaration of Independence. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPua, you're on it. And to Road and Track, and Little L, and your mommy and daddy. You guys are great. Lord Jesus loves you. One more time, Lord Jesus, go and touch J.D. in Illinois. Restore him back to health. Go out and prepare tonight. Go to the grocery store. Go to the hardware store. Go to the CVS or the Walgreens. Good night.